This is our coverage of Pella Christian basketball on 92.1 KBLS with the big playmaker coming up here for Pella Christian, the buzzer beater, Ryan Vandahar, hitting the last second shot to beat Pella Christian. First of all, that doesn't happen too much in live action. Ryan, what did it mean to watch that ball go through and to give your team a win there late?
It felt great. I mean, I don't want to take all the credit because, I mean, I didn't have a great game, but, I mean, keying with that defensive play and Josh really going to town, 28 points, however many rebounds. It was a total team win, and I just got the option. Coach gave me the last shot, and it felt great.
Well, and talk about that last 3 seconds, because it was longer than 3 seconds. There's a lot of timeouts to build. So we'll start with how you got the ball. You guys tie the game. Dan is able to cut to the lane and get the layup. What was that play looking like, and what did it feel to get that tie and know you might have a chance at overtime?
Yeah, so I got the ball off the inbounds on that play, and then it wasn't exactly how we drew it up, but Dan back cut, so I threw it to him, and he made a great finish.
And then they get a timeout, and then they try to inbound it after a couple of timeouts. But like you said, a great defensive play. What were you guys looking at for the pressure there, and what ultimately led to you guys getting the ball and having a chance to make that shot?
Well, we put Isaiah up front. He's got super long arms, and he's tall. So he put a lot of pressure on the pass, and then Keen's a great defender. And I think I didn't see exactly what the play was because I was back here on defense. But, yeah, they made a great play and got the ball out and gave us a ball.
Well, and a couple more timeouts. What was the discussion then on the inbounds? Because you had a first look where ADM called the timeout and they saw the ball go to you, and then basically you did the same thing again. So what's the conversation going in there knowing that they saw what you were going to try and do the first time?
Well, originally coach was about to drop a new play and everything. But then last second, he was just like, never mind, we'll just do the same play. And it worked.
It worked. And, again, describe that feeling. And, again, basketball players don't get to do it often. Watching that ball go through and being able to celebrate with your team there at center court and have a really big win to start the season.
It felt great. I mean, as soon as it left my hands, I thought it felt good. And then once it went in, my team just surrounded me. And that was great. That's a feeling I've never really had before. I loved it.
And so now your team is 1-0, and we're really at the beginning of the season, and there's a ton of seniors with this squad. Talk about this group that's played basketball for a long time together and what it means to have this one last season and kind of the high expectations you have as a team. What's it like practicing knowing that you're wanting something special this year?
Oh, yeah, we've been playing together since, I think, fourth grade, and most of us, that is. And this is our last ride together, and we're super excited. I think we've set high expectations. Hopefully make a long state run and maybe a championship. And, yeah, I'm just really excited to see how this season goes and see what we can do in the Lowell Hawkeye. It'll be tough, but...
And so when you talk about those high expectations, what has this team believing that they can do this? What, in your mind, makes you guys think that you can contend for a championship, not only in the Little Hawkeye Conference, but in Class 2A?
I think we have so much versatility, and we got a Josh in the middle, big guy who can post moves, rebounds, all of it. And then we got so much versatility. Any one of us top eight guys can score a good amount on it any given night. So I think we just got a lot of tools.
Well, you mentioned Little Hawkeye Conference, and Pella just dropped 97 points on North Polk, and you know that Pella's got a lot of talent coming back, and,
yes,
and you practice
do.
With them, and you see them over the summer a lot. You know, what's it like going to go into Pella's gym? You guys were able to beat them the second time last year. Knowing it's a big rivalry, what are you looking forward to most about Friday night?
It's going to be a huge game. The atmosphere is going to be crazy, and they're going to give us a fight. They've got a lot of really good guards. They don't have a post that I don't think can match up with Josh, but... They have a ton of good guards, and it'll be a really tough game.
That's Ryan Vandahar, a senior guard for the Pella Christian basketball team following the team's 55-53 win. Congratulations, Ryan, hitting the buzzer beater, and all the best to you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's Ryan Vandahar, and we'll continue our post-game show after this on KRLS.